I think as the South African government, we regret the incidents of violence which have happened directed at foreign nationals. Some South Africans have also been victims of these incidents because, as you would understand, they are quite irrational, and the victims become indiscriminate in situations of this nature. The president has taken steps to establish an interministerial committee which involves the Minister of Home Affairs, State Security, as well as the Minister of Police. He also has expanded it to include the entire security cluster, as well as other ministers that are relevant to the work we have to do. These ministers have been on the ground since this incident started to try and contain the situation, working with the security agencies of the country. We have visited the displaced people in the shelters. We've spoken to them and expressed our regrets, and assured them of our government's intention to deal decisively with this situation and ensure their integration. We've also assured those who wish for voluntary repatriation that we are going to assist them towards their safe return to their home countries. We've also met with the different embassies, particularly the African Diplomatic Corps, to discuss with them what's going on, to brief them and keep them updated. The president's call is timely because, you know, as well as calling for calm, which is what all the leaders in the country should do, we should also take decisive steps to bring these criminals to book, to end the violence, and ensure that the people who are displaced are returned back to their communities and reintegrated in their communities.
So, Mr. Home Affairs Minister, when you interacted with these displaced foreign nationals who bear the brunt of these attacks, how was their reaction to them, as well as when you met their diplomats in South Africa?
All of them appreciated the very fact that we got out of our regular work to come and talk to them, to pay attention to their plight. And we've gone even further to interact with South Africans in different communities to ask them to ensure that they do not allow criminal elements in their midst to drag the name of our country down and put us into conflict, particularly with the African continent. As I speak to you, there was a march in Durban where thousands of South Africans were protesting against this violence and marching for peace together with many foreign nationals. Now, when we talk to the diplomatic corps, when we talk to the foreign nationals themselves who are displaced, they understand what our approach is. First, to remove them from the scenes of the violence and place them in temporary shelters. Secondly, to put the violence down. And thirdly, to reintegrate them, to return them back to their homes, and then to ensure that those who wish to be safely returned home are returned home. The South African government values the positive contribution of international migrants in our country, in South Africa's economic and social development, in enhancing our national security, in promoting our nation building and deepening our social cohesion as a nation, as well as in integrating South Africa into the African continent first and foremost, as well as the global community of nations. And so all of these incidents undermine our efforts toward greater integration in the African continent as South Africa, and it undermines our efforts toward building peaceful correlations with our African neighbors and the peace efforts that our government has been involved with on the African continent.
Will this interministerial committee established by the president look into the rationale behind these attacks? Because this is not the first time such attacks have happened.
You see, there are two approaches that government is taking to this. The first one is that no excuse can be proffered to attack any other person and cause damage to life and property. So whatever your grievance is, it can never justify acts of criminality and violence. But on the other hand, where there are genuine grievances among South Africans, particularly of an economic nature, as well as social services, we will address those, including how we manage international migration, the entrance of immigrants in our society, particularly those that are undocumented with low or without skills, we will address those so that we can remove the powder keg, which can be used by criminals opportunistically to instigate violence and to cause violence against foreign nationals. So we are dealing with those, and that's part of what, in the long term, the Interministerial Committee must deal with. But the South African government says no grievance or concern is enough to justify acts of criminality and violence against foreign or even South African nationals. And so we are determined to stamp this violence out and ensure that people can live in peace in South Africa, and those that need to return to their countries can do so voluntarily, not because they are chased out of South Africa by criminal elements that are defacing the name of our country and putting our credibility as a country in ruins, both in Africa as well as on the African continent.
There are concerns that only black Africans in South Africa appear to be targeted in these attacks. This, some people say, undermines goodwill that South Africa has enjoyed over the years in Africa. So how do you address these concerns, Mr. Minister?
You know, as I speak to you, South Africa receives the largest volumes of asylum seekers in the world. Most of them are African nationals, and they've lived in our country for many years, peacefully relating with their African brothers and sisters. Because we do not have refugee camps, our people have accepted the asylum seekers and refugees, as well as immigrants, some of whom are undocumented and had entered South Africa irregularly. They have accepted them in their midst and integrated them in the different communities. So this xenophobia, this Afrophobia, is very irrational. As I say, it doesn't stem from the majority of South Africans. It arises out of criminal elements who, out of jealousy, laziness, or for some other reasons, are hell-bent on looting, because this is what they do in the first instance. And they get satisfied with the few things that they would have looted from the shops of the foreign nationals. Now, the problem that we are having is precisely that. What you see is an attack directed specifically at African immigrants. Though Pakistani immigrants have also fallen victim to some of these, but the victims have largely been African immigrants, which, as you say, ruins South Africa's reputation and the goodwill it has enjoyed in Africa. Particularly because we have a lot of African immigrants who have lived peacefully in South Africa since the dawn of democracy. So that's why this government is determined that we should put the violence out and ensure that people are reintegrated into their communities, whilst at the same time addressing and removing from the table all concerns which could be genuine, and some of them are, but which then could end up being used opportunistically by opportunist criminals to further their acts of criminality, hiding behind genuine concerns of the people. And that's why we are determined to get to the bottom of this, so that we understand whether you are dealing with xenophobia at face value, or there is something underneath that we need to deal with and address as a government to stamp the authority of the state on the situation and bring normalcy and stability into the country.
One king is believed to have stoked the fire of these attacks when he said that foreigners should pack their bags and go. Have you reached out to this king to tone down his language, not to stoke this hatred?
You know, I particularly, together with various ministers, I mean, in the first instance, I particularly spoke out last week and urged all leaders in the country, political, religious, and traditional, to refrain from making statements which could be misinterpreted and used as cover for people to commit crime against fellow humans in our country. On Monday this week, accompanied by a team of ministers and the premier of the KwaZulu-Natal province, we went to KwaZulu-Natal to meet with His Majesty to discuss these situations with him and to address his concerns about the way government is managing migration and assure him that we have the situation under control. A lot of the things that people are talking about are misconceptions and fallacies. In our discussions with His Majesty, he reiterated to us that he never made a call that people must be attacked, nor did he intend that this should happen. That is why, before we even met with him, he had issued a statement condemning the violence and calling on the people involved not to do this in his name. He has further this week issued the same call and even said to the people that if they have any concerns which concern immigration or immigrants, they must take those concerns to government. They must not take the law into their own hands. They must leave it to government to act according to the law. Because all of the concerns that His Majesty had spoken about or the concerns that other people are talking about, they are addressed in the law. The best way to deal with them is to implement the law as the Department of Home Affairs and government in general has been doing. Where there have been gaps, those gaps need to be addressed without resorting to lawlessness and criminality, but by either strengthening the law or implementing the law to the letter. Because as I say, every single concern, either of these criminals that are rampaging our streets or of anybody who has genuine concerns, have provisions in the law for them to be addressed. So yes, we met His Majesty. We explained to him what we are doing to manage immigration, and he explained to us his own position on the matter and that he would continue calling on his traditional council to call on their people to refer all their concerns to government, which alone has the capability and the authority as mandated by the Constitution to resolve those issues and address them.